This is the Sakar Murli of the 16th of July, 2024. Essence, sweet children, only by having accurate knowledge of the drama can you remain unshakable, immovable and stable, and have a constant stage. Storms of Maya cannot shake you. Question. What one main virtue of the deities should always be visible in you children? Answer. Staying cheerful. Deities are constantly shown as cheerful and smiling. Similarly, you children also have to stay constantly cheerful. No matter what happens, simply continue to smile. Never allow there to be sadness or anger. The Father gives you the understanding of what is right and what is wrong, and never becomes angry or unhappy with you. So you children too must not become unhappy. Om Shanti. The Unlimited Father explains to you unlimited children. A physical father would not say this. He would perhaps have 5 to 7 children. Here, all the souls among themselves are brothers. There must definitely be the father of them all. People say that they are all brothers, and they say this about everyone. For anyone who comes, they would say, we are brothers. All are tied in this drama that no one knows about. Not to know is also fixed in the drama. Only the Father comes and tells you all of this. When people relate religious stories, they say, salutations to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, but they don't know who he is. They say deity Brahma, deity Vishnu, and deity Shankar. But they do not say this with understanding. In fact, Brahma should not be called a deity. Vishnu is called a deity. No one knows about Brahma. It is right to say deity Vishnu, but Shankar has no part. There is no biography of him. There is the biography of Shiv Baba. He comes here to make impure ones pure and to establish the new world. The one original eternal deity religion is now being established, and all the other religions are to be destroyed. Where does everyone go? To the land of peace. Everyone's body is to be destroyed. In the new world, there will be just you. You know all the main religions. You cannot mention the names of all of them. There are many small branches and twigs. First of all, there is deityism, and then there is the Islam religion. These things are not in the intellects of anyone except you children. That original eternal deity religion has now disappeared, and this is why the example of a banyan tree is given. The whole tree is standing, but it doesn't have a foundation. It is the banyan tree that has the greatest lifespan. It is the deity religion that has the greatest duration. When that disappears, the Father can come and say, now the one religion has to be established, and the other religions have to be destroyed. This is why the Trimurti has been created, but they don't understand the meaning of that. You children know that God is the highest on high, and that there then are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Then, when you come onto the earth, apart from that of the deities, there are none of those of other religions. The path of devotion is also fixed in the drama. First of all, people worship Shiva, and then the deities. This applies to Bharat alone, because all of the rest of the people know when their religion or sect was established. The Aryans say we are very ancient. In fact, the oldest is the original eternal deity religion. When you explain the picture of the tree, they can understand for themselves that their religion begins at such and such a time. Everyone has to play their original and eternally predestined part that they have received. You cannot blame anyone or say that it is anyone's mistake. It is just explained why they have become sinful souls. People say they are all the children of the Unlimited Father. So why are all the brothers not in the Golden Age? However, that is not part of the drama. This eternal drama is predestined. Have faith in it and do not say anything else. You have been shown how the cycle turns. There is also the picture of the kalpa tree, but no one knows what its duration is. The father does not defame anyone, he only explains. He also explains to you how you were so pure. Now that you have become impure, you call out, "O purifier, come!" First of all, you have to become pure and then come down to play your parts, number-wise. All souls reside up above. The Father, too, resides up above, and you then call out to him to come. He doesn't come by your calling him. The Father says, "My part is also fixed in the drama." Just as the main actors in a limited drama have a main part, so this is an unlimited drama. All are tied in the bondage of this drama. This does not mean you are tied with a string, no. The father explains that those trees are non-sentient. If the seed were sentient, it would know how the tree grows and how it bears fruit. That one is the sentient seed of this human world tree. It is called the inverted tree. The father is knowledgeful. He has the knowledge of the whole tree. It is the same knowledge of the Gita. It is not anything new. Baba is not reciting any verses here. Those people study the Granth and then sit and explain its meaning. The father explains, this is a study. There is no need for verses in this. There is no aim or objective in studying those scriptures. They speak of knowledge, devotion, and disinterest. This old world is to be destroyed. Sannyasis have limited disinterest, whereas you have unlimited disinterest. When Shankaracharya comes, he sits and teaches people to have disinterest in their homes and families. He doesn't teach the scriptures, etc., in the beginning. It is only when there has been a lot of expansion that people begin to write the scriptures. When a religion is first being established, there is just one person, and then expansion gradually takes place. You also have to understand what religion was the first one in the world. There are now many religions. There used to be the original eternal deity religion, which was called heaven. By knowing the creator and creation, you children become theists. There is so much sorrow when you are atheists. You become orphans and continue to fight and quarrel amongst yourselves. It is said, you continually fight amongst yourselves. Do you not have a Lord and Master? At this time, all are orphans. In the new world, there was purity, peace, and happiness. In fact, there was limitless happiness. Here, there is limitless sorrow. That is the Golden Age, and this is the Iron Age. This is now your most auspicious confluence age. There is just one auspicious confluence age. The confluence of the gold and silver ages cannot be called auspicious. There are deities there and devils here. You know that this is the kingdom of Ravan. They show a donkey's head on the head of Ravan. No matter how clean you make a donkey before you place the laundry on him, he will roll in the dust and spoil all the clothes. The Father cleans your clothes and makes you beautiful. And you then roll around in the kingdom of Ravan and become impure. Both souls and bodies become impure. The Father says you lost all your decoration. The Father is called the Purifier. You can say in a full gathering how decorated you were in the Golden Age. You had such a first-class fortune in the kingdom, and you then rolled around in the dust of mire and became dirty. The Father says this is the city of darkness. They have said that God is omnipresent. Whatever happened, it will repeat identically. There is no need to be confused about this. A child calculated how many hours, minutes and seconds there are of each religion in the 5,000 years and sent this calculation to Baba. He must have wasted his intellect on that. Baba just explains how the world continues. Prajapita Brahma is the great-great-grandfather. No one knows his occupation. They have created a variety form image, but they have put Prajapita Brahma aside. They don't know the father or the Brahmins accurately. They call him Adidev. The Father explains, I am the sentient seed of this tree. This is an inverted tree. The Father, who is the truth, the sentient being, and the ocean of knowledge, is praised. If a body has no soul, it cannot move around. A soul enters a womb after 4 to 5 months. This drama is predestined. Then, when the soul leaves the body, everything is over. A soul is imperishable and plays his part. The Father comes and makes you realize that a soul is such a tiny part and has an imperishable part recorded in him. The Supreme Father too is a soul, and he is called the Ocean of Knowledge. He gives you realization of souls. Those people simply say that God is the Almighty Authority and that he is brighter than 1,000 suns, but they don't understand anything. The Father says they have described all of that on the path of devotion and written those things in the scriptures. When Arjuna was given a vision, he said, I am unable to tolerate so much brightness. So that idea became fixed in people's intellects. If someone that bright were to enter someone, that person would explode. They don't have any of this knowledge. So they think that the Supreme Soul is brighter than a thousand suns, and they want to have a vision of him. They have those loving feelings of devotion, and so they have a vision of that. In the beginning, many people who came to you would have visions and their eyes would become red. They had visions, but where are they now? All of those things belong to the path of devotion. The Father explains all of these things. There is no question of defamation in this. You children should constantly remain cheerful. This drama is predestined. People insult me so much, but even then, what do I do? Do I become angry? I understand that all of them are trapped on the path of devotion according to the drama, and so there is no need to get upset. The drama is fixed in this way. You have to explain with love. The poor, helpless people are in the darkness of ignorance, and you should feel mercy for them because they don't understand. You should remain constantly smiling. Those poor people will not be able to come to the gates of heaven. They are all going to the land of peace. Everyone wants peace. So the Father explains real things to you. You now understand that this play is predestined. Each one has received a part in the drama. You need a very unshakable and stable intellect in this. Until you have an unshakable, immovable and constant stage, how would you be able to make effort? No matter what happens, even if storms come, you have to remain stable. Many storms of Maya will come, and they will come till the end, but your stage has to be strong. This effort is incognito. Some children make effort and continue to blow away the storms. The more someone passes in this, the higher status he will claim. There are many different levels of status in a kingdom. The best pictures are of the Trimurtian cycle, that's just one picture, and the tree. These were created at the beginning. You can take these two pictures abroad for service. People will be able to understand them very well. Baba wants these pictures to be made on cloth, and that too will happen gradually. You will explain how establishment is taking place. You can say, if you too understand this, you will claim a high status in your own religion. If you wish to claim a high status in the Christian religion, understand this very well. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Become pure at this most auspicious confluence age and decorate yourself. Never allow your decoration to be spoilt by rolling in the dust of Maya. 2. Understand this drama accurately and make your stage unshakable, immovable and stable. Never become confused. Remain constantly cheerful. Blessing. May you be a knowledgeable soul who performs every act after careful consideration, and thereby remains free from having to repent. It is said in the world, think first, then act. Those who do not think before they act, who do something and then think about it afterwards, then have to repent. To think about something afterwards is a form of repentance, whereas to think about it beforehand is a quality of a knowledgeable soul. In the Copper and Iron Ages there were many forms of repentance. However, now at the Confluence Age, you have thoughts with careful consideration and then act. Only when there isn't any type of repentance in your mind, even for a second, would you be called a knowledgeable soul. Slogan: those who are merciful and donate all virtues and powers are master bestowers. Om Shanti.